Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Contact. Of the world. Oh Lord, please place your feet in my heart. Please give this charity to me. Glory, glory to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his devotees. Anyone who hears about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly attain pure devotional service. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure love for Krishna, the devotees became filled with wonder. Joyfully, they went to the home of Sri Advaita Charja and told him what they had seen. And hearing the Vaishnava's words describing how Nimai Pandit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had changed from being a dry scholar to being a blissful devotee, Advaita Charya became very happy. First, he was absorbed in his own thought. And then he spoke, saying, "All my brothers, please listen to what I now will say. Last night, I saw something wonderful in a dream." Unable to understand a certain passage of the Bhagavad Gita, I was feeling very unhappy, so I would not eat anything. I fasted. And that night, in a dream, someone said to me, "Rise, Acharya, eat at once. I will tell you the meaning of that passage. Rise, worship me. Why are you unhappy? Your vow has now borne its fruit. Your fasting, your worship, your weeping and crying out loudly, Krishna, Krishna, and your raising your arms and declaring many vows have now convinced your Lord to manifest in this world. Now, in every country, in every city and in every home, and at every moment, Lord Krishna's holy names will be chanted. By your mercy, everyone in the world will see a kind of devotional service that is so exalted that even the demigod Brahma finds that level of bhakti difficult to attain." But now, the dream continued, "You should eat. At another time, after you have eaten, I will return." Then, Advaita Charya was explaining this to the devotees. Then I opened my eyes. But inside, within my heart, I gazed and gazed. And who did I see? It was Vishwambar, Nimai. I do not have the power to know Lord Krishna's secrets, what forms he manifests and before whom he shows himself. But I do know that some time ago, Vishwambar's elder brother, whose name was Vishwarupa, would discuss Bhagavad Gita with me. At that time, the child Vishwambar, who was very charming and handsome, he would come to my house to call for his brother. And seeing this handsome young boy, my heart became enchanted. And I blessed him, saying, "May you obtain pure devotional service." And Vishwambar was born in a very exalted family. He is the son of an exalted father and the grandson of Nilambara Chakravarti. He has all virtues and he is a great pundit. Therefore, it is appropriate that he has attained devotional service. I'm very happy to hear this news that you have brought me. All of you, please bless him, saying, "May this be so. By Lord Krishna's mercy, let everyone in the world become mad with chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna." If this news is true, and if Nimai Pandit has become the kind of devotee that you have described, then the entire world will one day approach this young Brahmana for shelter. Advaita Charya then roared with transcendental bliss. And all the Vaishnavas shouted, "Jai Haribol!" Every mouth shouted, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari!" And thus, by assuming the form of the chanting of his own holy names, Lord Krishna himself had personally descended to this world. Bowing down before Sri Advaita Charya, the devotees departed, happily chanting Lord Hari's holy names. After becoming a Vaishnava, Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, respectfully would speak to anyone he saw. When at dawn he went to bathe in the Ganga, the Lord would see other Vaishnavas. Seeing Srivas and the other devotees, the Lord would respectfully bow down before them. Very pleased, the devotees would bless the Lord. "May you attain devotion to Krishna's lotus feet. May your mouth always chant the names of Krishna, Krishna. And with your ears, may you always hear the names of Krishna." "My son," they would say to Nimai Pandit, to Vishwambar, "my son, whoever worships Lord Krishna attains a benefit that is eternal. And whoever does not worship Krishna will attain neither wisdom nor will he attain glory. Lord Krishna is the father of the universes. Lord Krishna is the life of everyone. Oh, my son, you should very sincerely worship the lotus feet of Krishna." Hearing these blessings, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. He lifted his handsome face and he gazed at everyone and he said, "The blessings that you have given me must certainly come true. Who but you devotees have the power to give these blessings? You have the power to give someone the gift of service to Krishna. Lord Krishna is merciful to anyone who serves his devotees. I think that it is because of my past very good karma that now you are teaching me my duty to Krishna. And whoever serves you all, that person may attain devotion to Krishna." After speaking these words, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he held tightly to the devotee's feet. He would wash, dry and fold and personally return to the devotees, their dhotis, as they bathed in the Ganga. He would bring them kusha grass and Ganga mud, and some days he would bring garments and ornaments to their homes. And seeing the Lord's mood of service towards them, the Vaishnavas would exclaim, "Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you serving us?" Thus every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted like a servant of his own servants. What will the Supreme Lord not do for his servants? It is the devotee's nature to serve Krishna, and Krishna feels happy to be with and serve his own devotees. In this way, concealing his true identity, the same Supreme Lord Krishna, who is now fair and handsome Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lived in Navadvipa. No one had the power to know that the Supreme Lord had descended to this world and was staying in their midst, respectfully folding his hands. He would honor all the Vaishnavas. And seeing the Lord's humility, the devotees sincerely blessed him at every moment. They said to him, "Only my Pandit, worship Krishna. Please remember Krishna and hear Krishna's holy names. Make Krishna your wealth. Make him your breath and your very life. Chant Krishna's names. Become Krishna's servant. Keep Krishna always in your heart. Keep Krishna there and keep there no one else. Then all your suffering will flee far away. Only my, may your power, may the lowly people who now tease and mock the chanting of the holy names, may they too become plunged into an ocean of nectar that comes with the chanting of Krishna's names. As you previously conquered the world with your knowledge, may you in the same way now conquer all the materialists and offenders in the world with your worship of Krishna." Placing their hands on the Lord's body, they blessed him. Yet, even while blessing him, they simultaneously spoke of their own unhappiness. "My sons, in Navadvipa, there are many teachers, many big sannyasis, tapasis, and jnanis. But when they are asked to speak about devotion to Krishna, that is the only time they become silent. They will not speak about Krishna. They will not glorify the Lord. Instead, they insult Krishna by speaking of him as formless. And those who are unfortunate and sinful, they hear and accept their words, and then they disrespect the Vaishnavas. They treat them like they were insignificant blades of straw. Oh, my son, for this reason our bodies burn with pain. We do not anywhere hear the chanting of Krishna's names, but now Krishna has been merciful to us, for he has made you walk on the path of devotional service. Because of you, the materialists and offenders, they will perish. This, in our hearts, we know to be true for sure. May you live long. May you always chant Krishna's names. May you manifest Lord Krishna's glories in this world." Hearing of the devotee's sufferings, the Lord said, "Because you are all dear to Lord Krishna, whatever you said will certainly come to pass. And because of your kind words, my life is now glorious. Do not be disturbed by these sinners and offenders. Please continue happily singing the names of Krishna Chandra. The Lord continued to speak. This I know. You will bring Lord Krishna Chandra to this world, and he will bring the bliss of Vaikuntha to Navadvip. And because of you, the entire world will be delivered. You will make the Lord descend to this world. Please know that I am always your servant. And please continue to bless me by saying, we will never leave you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gathered the dust from the devotees' feet. And the devotees blessed him again and again. And the Lord left for his home alone. As he walked home, he smiled in his heart. But then he became angry, for he had heard of the sufferings of his devotees, and he roared, I am he. He said that again and again. In one moment, in ecstasy, he began to laugh. In another moment, he began to weep. In another moment, he fell to the ground unconscious. Sati Devi, the Lord's mother, she did not know anything but love for her son. And she told everyone about his behavior. With a sad heart, she said, the Creator took away my husband. He took away one son, Vishwarupa, and he left me with only one kinsman. But I do not know what has become of my son's mind. At one moment, he begins to laugh, and another moment, he begins to weep. And then he falls unconscious to the ground. And sometimes he talks to himself, saying, I will break the offenders' heads. Sometimes he climbs a branch of a tree, but he doesn't keep his eyes open and he falls to the ground. Sometimes he grinds his teeth, and sometimes he slaps his thighs, and sometimes he rolls on the ground, and he does not say a single word to explain why he acts the way he does. No one could understand that these were the symptoms of the Lord's ecstatic love for Krishna. And thinking these actions were caused by a disorder of his life air, Vatarog, the people went to see the son of Mother Sachi. And concluding that it was Vatarog, they laughed and ran away. And Mother Sati ran after them. She grabbed them and brought them back. And the people said, an imbalance of his life air has given birth to this condition. Bind his feet and keep him at home, or give him coconut milk. That will balance out his airs. That will lower the vata. Then the air that caused this madness will be weakened. Someone else said, what will that little weak medicine do? You must give him Shiva Ghee. That will cure the disorder of his life air. Place oil on his head and bathe him in the Ganga. Then his madness will not be so strong. Mother Sachi was beside herself with worry. She did not know what to do. And in distress, she took shelter of Krishna and sent messengers with letters to Shiva's Pandit. Other Vaishnavas. One day, Shiva's Pandit came to see the Lord's behavior for himself. Immediately upon seeing Shiva's Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up out of respect and then he bowed down. But then, seeing a Vaishnava, he became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. because he was thinking of himself so fortunate to be in the presence of the Lord's devotee. Suddenly, he began to weep. He trembled. The hairs of his body stood erect. And when the Lord saw Shiva's pandit beginning to circumambulate Tulsi Devi, he fell to the ground unconscious. After a few moments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became conscious again. He wept, he trembled, he could not remain still, and seeing these wonders, Shiva's thought in his heart, "These are the signs of ecstatic devotion, ecstatic love for Krishna. Who would be so foolish to consider this as a disorder of the life heirs?" After a few moments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and he said to Srivas Pandit, "Oh Pandit, what do you think is the cause of my condition? Some people say that my life errs in disarray and that I should be tied up. Oh Pandit, in your heart, what do you think is happening to me?" Srivas Pandit smiled and said, "The madness that you have is what I want. It is a good madness. I wish I could be mad in this way like you are. I see on your body the signs of ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna has been so merciful to you." And hearing this from Srivas's mouth, the Lord happily embraced his devotee, saying, "Everyone said that my life errors are in disarray, but you alone have given me hope. Now my life has become glorious. If you had also said that my life errors were in disarray, that I would have surely drowned myself in the Ganga." Shiva's Thakur replied, "Brahma, Shiva, Sanat Kumar and all the sages and demigods, they yearn to attain the love of Krishna that you possess. From now on, let us gather and chant the holy names of the Lord. Let us gather together with all the Vaishnavas, and together we shall chant Krishna's holy names, and let the sinners and offenders speak as they like." Shivas then spoke to Satyamata, "Please break into pieces all the worries in your heart. His life heirs are not in disarray. What you see are great secrets of love for Krishna. You should not describe them to ordinary people. They're the most secret of symptoms. I say that your boy has great devotion for Krishna. These other people do not understand the truth of his situation." Srivas then went home, and Satyamata took the idea that the life heirs of her son were in disarray and threw it far from her heart.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Sankirtan day after day. And seeing the Lord's pastimes, all the devotees became blissful. Still, no one could understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Lord. The Lord was ecstatic and went into trance during kirtans. And doubts about the Lord's actual identity began to appear in the devotees' hearts. When Lord Chaitanya trembled, 100 men could not hold him still. From his eyes flowed hundreds and hundreds of rivers of tears. His bodily hair stood erect, and he would suddenly begin loudly laughing. Sometimes, he would fall to the ground and remain unconscious in an ecstatic trance for 3 hours. Awakening, he would again and again loudly call out, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." His calling out was so loud that the ears of the devotees felt that they would burst. One moment, his limbs were stiff like a pillar, and another moment they'll be soft as butter. And seeing these wonders, no devotees thought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an ordinary human being. Someone said, "Lord Krishna must be enjoying pastimes in his body." Someone else said, "Perhaps he is Sukadev Goswami or Prahlad or Narad." And the devotee's wife said, "He is Lord Krishna, having taken birth amongst us." And someone else said, "I think he is incarnation of the Supreme Lord." And in this way, each person expressed the opinion that had manifested in his own heart. And then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would return to external consciousness, everyone felt great relief and would embrace him. And no one has the power to describe how he wept. And once, while he was alone with his closest friends, the Lord said, "Now I will reveal to you the secret cause of my suffering. My suffering has no end because I found and then lost Krishna, who was my life. Full of faith in his words, they sat on all four sides and surrounded him." The Lord said, "There is a village called Kanai Natashala, and when I returned home from Gaya, I visited that place. And there, I saw a handsome boy who was dark like a tamal tree. His charming hair was decorated with mugunja berries. And above his hair was a splendid peacock feather. He wore a necklace of glistening jewels. I have no power to describe him. In his hands, he held a flute. And on his feet, decorated with charming jewels. The Srivats mark, the Kastuba jewel, and a great jeweled necklace all shone on his chest. And how can I describe his yellow garments, his makara earrings, and his lotus eyes? Smiling and smiling, he approached me. He embraced me. And he ran away. Without first attaining his mercy, without first attaining his mercy, who has the power to understand these words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Speaking and speaking in this way, he fell to the ground unconscious, saying, "O Krishna!" He fell to the ground and there was a great commotion. The devotees surrounded him and everyone chanted, "Krishna, Krishna, 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 Krishna." And holding the Lord still, they took the dust from his feet. At first the Lord was peaceful, but then he began calling out again, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is my Lord? Where is Krishna?" And he began weeping. And a moment later he would become peaceful again. Everyone said, "Oh Lord, we must have performed many pious deeds that made us fortunate enough to gain your association. To a person who has attained your association, of what value is even the world of Vaikuntha? A sesame seed's worth of association with you bears the fruit of pure devotional service. We're all protected by you. Please become our leader in chanting the holy names. And with your tears of love, please cool our bodies which are burned by the words of the offenders." After happily speaking words of encouragement to everyone, the Lord, walking like a maddened lion, returned to his home. At home, the Lord did not act like an ordinary person. He was always in an ecstatic trance. How many streams of bliss flowed from his graceful eyes? "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" were the only words the Lord spoke. He spoke nothing but this. And seeing a Vaishnava, the Lord would ask him, "Where is Krishna? Can you show me Krishna?" And saying this, the Lord would weep greatly. Understanding his mood, the devotees would try to comfort him. And one day, Gadadhar Pandit, carrying some betel nuts, happily came before the Lord. And seeing Gadadhar, the Lord asked him, "Where is dark Krishna, who wears yellow garments? Where is Krishna? Can you show me to where Krishna is?" And seeing the Lord's suffering and separation from Krishna, everyone thought their hearts were breaking. And if someone tried to respond to the Lord's question, he found that no words would escape his mouth. Saintly Gadadhar respectfully said, "Lord Krishna, he is in your heart, he is with you, he is in your heart." And hearing the words, "Krishna is in your heart," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to rip apart his chest with his fingernails, and Gadadhar grabbed the Lord's hands and, speaking gently, pacified him. "Krishna will come. Be peaceful at heart." Seeing all this, Mother Sachi became very pleased with Gadadhar, and she thought, "I've not seen anyone who is intelligent like this boy. He so easily pacifies my son." Mother Sachi said to Gadadhar, "My son, please stay here always. Please don't leave us and go somewhere else." And seeing the Lord's wonderful ecstasy of love, Mother Sachi thought about her son and nothing else, day and night. In her heart, Mother Sachi thought, "He is not a human being. What kind of human being can make flooding rivers of tears flow from his eyes? I do not know what kind of exalted person he is." prayed Mother Sachi would not become before the Lord. At sunset, the devotees gathered one by one at the Lord's house. And with great devotion, Sri Mukunda Sanjay read aloud verses from the Bhagavatam. And hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the jewel of Brahmins, entered an ecstatic trance. Hari Bol, the Lord roared, and his roar filled the four directions. Then the Lord fell to the ground, and no one could hold him still. The Lord manifested fear, laughing, trembling, perspiring, roaring, and standing up of his bodily hairs. He manifested all these symptoms of ecstasy at the same time, simultaneously. And seeing these wonders, the devotees happily chanted Krishna's holy names. In this way, every night passed like a moment. And at sunrise, the Lord somehow returned to external consciousness. Day and night, in this way, Sachi's son always chanted the holy names in his home. And thus, along with his devotees, he began the Sankirtan movement of the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Sachi's son would loudly roar, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and the devotees would experience ecstasy. But hearing the Lord's loud calling out to Krishna in the middle of the night, the materialists, the offenders, they woke up. They were already envious of the Lord and the devotees. So with their happy sleep broken, they used this as an excuse to become angry. One said, what kind of madness has come over these people? Someone else said, we cannot even sleep at night. Someone else said, all this screaming will anger God. Then all these people will perish. Shunning philosophy, they've become arrogant. And someone else said, what are they singing about? Who knows? This is a conspiracy planned by the Brahmin Srivas just so that they can get charity and eat. Srivas and his brothers, to provide food for their bellies, they gather together and scream, Krishna, Krishna, they're all madmen. Does one earn no piety by chanting in the mind? How does one earn piety by screaming? Someone else said, oh my brothers, Shivas has gone mad and he will rule the whole country. And today, I heard that in the royal court, the king has ordered two boats to come. And when they arrive, they will arrest anyone in Nadia who sings Krishna's holy names. That was the king's order. You'll see. You will see. You will see that when the boats come, Srivas will then run away. And it will be we who remain. It will be we who will be destroyed. I already told you, weeks ago, I told you, throw Srivas' house into the Ganga, and you thought I was joking. Now you will see how we will all be destroyed because of him, because of Srivas. Someone else said, why should this calamity fall on us? Let us now go and tie up Srivas and hand him over to the Mohammedan king. In town after town of Nadia, these rumors spread. The king will arrest the Vaishnavas. And hearing this talk, the Vaishnava said, we will remember Krishna. And our Lord will save us from this danger. Whatever Krishna Chandra desires, whatever he wills, that will be what happens. Why should these degraded people frighten us while the Supreme Lord is present to protect us? But Srivas Pandit was very simple-hearted. He was kind. He was generous. And when he heard this talk, he believed it to be true. And he became afraid. The devotees, including Srivas Thakur, did not yet know that the Supreme Lord himself had descended into their midst. And now, Sachi's son decided to begin revealing this truth to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fearlessly walk around Navadvipa. Each of his limbs was anointed with fragrant sandal paste. His lips were red, his eyes were shaped like lotus flowers. His hair was curly, his face was like a full moon. A sacred thread decorated his shoulder. His form was enchanting. His garments were splendid. Betel nuts were on his lips. In this way, Sri Chaitanya peacefully walked on the bank of the Ganga. And when the materialists saw him peacefully walking with no anxiety or fear, they became morose. And one said, he must have heard of the danger. And still he has no fear. He walks about town as if he was a prince. Another said, I know that his actions are just part of a trick. And at night, while we all sleep, he will flee and thus escape from the king's men. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking by the beautiful Ganga riverbank, he saw a herd of cows. They were drinking water and mooing. And seeing them, the Lord thought of Krishna. And he entered an ecstatic trance. And he began to roar, I am he. I am he. He shouted this again and again. And in this way, he ran to Srivas's house. And he loudly began calling out, Srivas, what are you doing now? At that time, within his home, Srivas was worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev. And Mahaprabhu began pounding again and again on the door to Srivas's house until the door broke open. He began to roar, whom do you worship? Upon whom do you meditate? Look, that person you worship has come. Srivas was enwrapped in meditation on Lord Nrisimhadev. And he saw a form blazing like fire. His meditation then broke and he looked around and he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting in the Virasan Yoga posture. The Lord had four arms. He held a Kanchal Chakra club and lotus in those arms. And he was roaring like a mad lion. He made a loud sound by slapping the palm of his hand against his left shoulder. Srivas began to tremble, and then he simply stared didn't move. And the Lord began to roar, "Oh Shivas, for so many days you did not know my true identity because of your loud sankirtan. I left Vaikuntha and I came here with all my associates. And I know the anxiety that you are feeling due to the threats of the Muslim king. And I will rescue the devotees. Don't worry. Now, recite prayers to me." Gazing at the Lord, Shivas wept tears of love and the fears in his heart died. He offered dandavat obeisances and then folding his hands, Shivas Pandit, the great devotee of the Lord, recited prayers. First speaking the words that Lord Brahma spoke to Lord Krishna from the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto. "My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead. Therefore I am offering you my humble obeisances and prayers for the purpose of pleasing you. Your bodily features are the color of a cloud filled with water. And you are glittering with a silver electric aura emanating from your yellow garments. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is standing before me with conch-shell earrings and a peacock feather on his head. His face is beautiful. He is wearing a helmet, he is garlanded with forest flowers, and he stands with a morsel of food in his left hand. And he is decorated with a cane and a bugle, and he carries a buffalo horn in his flute, and he stands before me with his small lotus feet." After reciting the words of Lord Brahma, Srivasa's own prayers appeared within his mouth. "I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Lord Vishwambar. He is dark like a monsoon cloud, and he wears yellow garments. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sati's son. He is decorated with a peacock feather and a necklace of Nugunja berries. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Gangadas's student. He wears a garland of forest flowers. He holds rice and yogurt in his hand. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Jagannath Mishra's son. His face and form are more glorious than millions of moons. O Lord, you are the Supreme Lord, the same Supreme Lord who carried a buffalo horn bugle, a flute, and a cane. Oh my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances to your feet. You are that same Supreme Person the Vedas call the son of Maharaj Nanda. Oh Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances to your feet. You are Vishnu. You are Krishna. You are the master of all jagyas. You are the most sacred Ganga. And that water has washed your lotus feet. You are Lord Ramachandra, who is the life of Sita. You are Lord Nrisingadev. Rama, Shiva, and all the demigods are like bumblebees who are attracted to your lotus feet. You are known by study of the Vedanta. You are Narayan. You are Vamanadev, who cheated Bali Maharaj. You are Hayagriva. You are the life of the world. You are the moon of Nalachala. You are the origin of everything. And disguised as a householder, you bewildered me for all these days and months and years. I did not know who you were. My birth was very lowly. Displaying many illusions, you cheated me. You washed my garments. You folded my dhoti. And you served me in so many ways. Oh Lord, I am no longer afraid of the Muslim king. O Master of my life, please hear my words. You are my Lord. Today, by appearing before my eyes, you have destroyed all of my suffering. Today, my birth and all my deeds have borne fruit. Today, all auspiciousness has come before me. Today, my ancestors are delivered. Today, my home has become glorious. Today, my eyes have become fortunate without limit. Today, I gaze on you, the Supreme Lord, whose feet the goddess Lakshmi serve. And speaking these words, Shiva's Pandit entered an ecstatic trance, and raising his arms, he wept, he sighed, and as he gazed at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful form, fortunate Shivas rolled on the ground and drowned in an ocean of bliss. The merciful Lord then said to Shivas, bring before me your wife, children, and all others who stay with you in your house. They too should see my form. You and your wife should then worship my feet, and you may ask from me a boon, whatever you desire in your heart. Accepting the Lord's order, Shiva's Pandit quickly came with all the members of his family, as well as the servants who stayed within his house. To the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered all the flowers, all the incense, and all the lamps intended for Lord Vishnu's worship. And he wept. Shivas fell down before the Lord's feet, and he spoke prayers in a voice choked with emotion. And filled with love for Shivas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unseen by anyone, placed his feet on the heads of all the members of the household of Shivas Thakur. Smiling, he gave them this benediction. May your thoughts always rest in me. Roaring. Lord Chaitanya then called to Shivas, saying, O Shivas, is there still some fear still in your heart? Do you fear that the king's boats will come and capture you? But it is I that control each of the many spirit souls who reside in the countless material universes. And it is I that push them into action. Only if I, residing in the king's body, give the king permission, will the king be able to say that you should be captured. If I do not give him that order, but he somehow acts independently, then I will do something wonderful. I will be the first to go on the boat, and I will approach the king. Will the king remain on his throne after he sees me? I will bewilder him, and I will bring him down from his throne. And if he does not become bewildered, then I will say, listen, listen, O king. Please learn what is true. Please learn what is false. Please assemble all the mullahs and qadis in your kingdom. O king, I will say, now bring elephants, bring horses and animals and birds to your court, and order all the qazis to read aloud from your scriptures. And then inspire all these creatures to weep. And if they have no power to do that, then I will allow the king to glimpse my power. I will tell him, on the word of your religious men, you have forbidden Sankirtan. You have seen the little power that they possess. And with your own eyes, you will see my power. Then I will capture those mad elephants, horses, animals, and birds. I will make them chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And I will make them weep. And then I will make the king and his followers also chant Krishna. And I will make them them also weep. O Shivas, if in your heart you still don't believe me, then I will show you. See this with your own eyes. The Lord then turned to Shivas' young niece, who was named Narayani. Sri Chaitanya Chandra, who is the super soul in all living beings, now gave this order. Narayani, chant Krishna, chant Krishna, Krishna, chant Krishna's names, and weep. Then four-year-old Narayani began to act with wild abandon. She called out, Krishna, 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 and she wept. And she lost all awareness of the external world, and streams of tears flowed over her limbs and fell to the ground, and her eyes filled with tears as she wept. Smiling and smiling, Mahaprabhu said, Shivas, have your fears now fled far away? Eloquent Shivas threw his arms in the air and said, when your form of time destroys the entire creation, I will chant your name and be fearless. Now that you are here in my house, what should I fear? When he had spoken these words, Shivas pondered his family members and his servants and maidservants, then entered an ecstatic trance and gazed at the Lord's form, which even the four Vedas yearned to see. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, how will I describe the glorious activities of Shivas Pandit, the dust of whose feet purifies the world? As Lord Krishna appeared in Vasudev's home, but enjoyed pastimes in Nanda's home, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Jagannath Misra's home, but the pastimes that he enjoyed were in the house of Shivas Pandit. Shivas Pandit was dear to all the Vaishnavas, and all who came to his home became happy. Shivas' servants and maidservants happily gazed at the Supreme Lord, whom the Vedas glorify with prayers in their mouths. For by serving a Vaishnava, one attains the supreme goal. By a Vaishnava's mercy, one meets Lord Krishna. That becomes inevitable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Shivas, don't tell anyone about this. After a few moments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness, and becoming embarrassed at heart, again he assured Shivas, and then he went to his home, leaving Shivas Pandit, his wife, his brothers, his servants, and maidservants filled with happiness. Anyone who hears the prayers spoken by Shivas Pandit when he saw the Lord's form will become a servant of Krishna. Lord Balaram, who stays in my heart as a super soul, has ordered me to sing of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down before the feet of the Vaishnavas. I pray that Lord Balaram may be my master birth after birth. I sing the glories of Lord Nityananda, who is known as Avadhuta Chandra, the moon of Avadhutas, who is Lord Balaram himself, and who is dear to Sri Chaitanya. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Thank you. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Niti, this confounder, Sarah Bishop of Oprah. Famous of all, see Krishna Chaitanya, who we can and the Sea of Doita Gadada, see the city go all over the Niti. See Sri Radhakrishna, who will be at Simon, the Radhakrishna, the Giri, all over them. See Vrindavanda. See Navadipa Dhanaki. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Shama Veda Bhakti Vrindavanda. All glories to Samudra. All glories to Samudra. All glories to Samudra. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Goranga. Nithai Gold.
One question? No?
Okay, Hare Krishna. So, day one, we have completed. And after day one, we know, comes day two, which is tomorrow. And, let's see what how Indra decides to deal with us tomorrow. But in any case, I'm very impressed with all the devotees, and we took shelter of Gira Govardhan despite all the rain. Well, very, very good. Or maybe even inspired by the rain. So thank you so much. So please, 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 please come on time. What time is on time?
You need to be here at 9:45 for 10 a.m. start.
9:45. Okay, so we hope you will have all the way home, chant Hare Krishna, and all the way home, see if you can chant Hare Krishna, and all the way here tomorrow morning, chant Hare Krishna, and then we'll be ready to hear about Krishna's pastimes as soon as you arrive. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.